Good Friday to you, and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hello there, Chris Vandercook.
Looking at our economic future, which is always tricky to predict, isn't it?
Well, that's true. And it's not so much predictions, but really being able to look at indicators and talk about various scenarios and being willing to truly consider them and know what those implications might be for all of us or some of us. We're going to do that this morning. Now, today, the UH Economic Research Organization released its updated state forecast. These words stand out, three of them, deceleration and guardedly optimistic. The connection among the three continues the trend intimated in several other previous forecasts. Perhaps now, though, there might be a little more urgency to pay attention given the current changes in policy from Washington and others yet to come, plus their economic impact in the next few years. Peter Falecki is an associate professor of economics at UH Manoa and co-author of UHERO's Quarterly Forecast. He's in our studio this morning. Welcome back. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
There are things that you talk about in the latest forecast out today that we clearly saw foreshadowed by other forecasts. But now looking at the word deceleration and seeing that that doesn't mean plummet, it just means gradually getting slower. What particular parts of our economy do you see that most represented?
So we have had 7 years of growth since the last recession, and the tourism sector keeps surprising us with continuing growth in arrivals. However, we also have to look at spending. And what's interesting is that real spending, spending in inflation-adjusted terms, has hit a peak level which is similar to what we have seen in 2006. So if you compare that to arrivals, we have now every day approximately 30,000 more visitors in the state than in 2006, while the spending levels are approximately the same. In fact, the spending levels are similar to what we have seen in the early 90s. But going forward, we are still optimistic in reaching the 9 million mark visitor arrivals number. And in part, that's going to be helped by the addition of new rooms, hotel rooms, that we expect in the coming year to have up to 2,000 new hotel rooms in the state. And they should help, of course, continuing growth in arrivals. But the growth going forward is not going to be as great as we have seen in past years. So we are gradually seeing, we are reaching peak levels, and at these levels, continuing growth is rather limited.
So the bottom line question I hear you, or that's implicit in what you just said, is how much headroom do we really have?
Right, that's correct. And we could also look at other sectors, for example, the construction industry, which is also running into a similar situation where the last couple of years have been very strong. In 2015, the construction industry did really well. The first quarter of 2016 was good, and then the industry hit a speed bump. Essentially, what we are seeing is that the industry is operating at capacity, and the projects that they are working on now are slowly winding down, and we are seeing a transition from one project to another project. And this is this transition period where essentially that indicates we have hit a high level of operation, a high level of activity in the construction sector. We expect that to continue going forward, but approximately at this high level of activity, right? And so the environment is good for continuing progress in the construction industry. We don't expect very fast increase in mortgage rates. We expect continuing health of the labor market and continuing income growth. So this should all support continuing high level of activity in the construction sector.
I want to talk to you a little bit about that, though, because construction is not construction is not construction. I mean, you're talking about some very big projects and a lot of condos that we saw go up in past. And now that seems to be shifting more to single-family homes, watching what happened with, you know, Hopili and Coa Ridge, and looking at what that shift may do in terms of construction and how that may be sort of, you know, pumping along a little bit, but not with this great surge as we saw in the last couple of years.
That's correct. So the surge is essentially behind us, and now what we are seeing is a transition of the high-rise type construction. So gradually, we still have a couple projects in Kakaako and Waikiki ahead of us, but then gradually we will see a transition towards the single-family home construction on the west side of the island. And of course, type of jobs that a single-family home construction requires might be different from high-rise construction. You might need welders and concrete pourers on the high-rise, whereas single-family home construction might require more carpenters. So the job mix might change. Nevertheless, there is demand for single-family homes, and for example, in Hope Hill, the expectation is that they're going to finish the first 300 homes by 2018. So we will see this gradual transition from the high rises into the single family market.
So as this is all gradually moving into other areas of a particular sector, how is this going to impact an average person in terms of income? And knowing that we have had a very tight labor market, and that may be the case for a little while, but do you see that softening as we hit, you know, 2018, 2019, 2020?
Just like these other sectors, the individual sectors, in terms of income, we also see continuing growth, albeit at a slower pace. And in addition, so this is in terms of in nominal terms, we will, of course, see continuing growth, but also the price level is going to pick up somewhat. So once inflation, the environment we have been in the past couple of years, we had very low energy prices because the oil slump, and now the oil prices have bottomed out. So there is a transition from the trough into growing energy prices. Also, we will see continuing increases in home prices, and so the inflation is essentially picking up some speed. We have seen 2% last year, heading into 2.5% in the next couple of years. And in terms of real income, that the take-home income that people they can spend is going to be somewhat declining. So income is still growing, but at a lower rate.
So just to cap some of that, to understand that as we all look at this environment in which we find ourselves, that The best days are probably behind us. We're going to be at this level where we're kind of hovering for a little while. And to be able to project out in your lives, if you have big expenses coming up in 2020, 21, beyond that, that it would be a good idea to start making some plans now.
That's correct. Although I would also say that the best days in terms of growth rates are behind us, but we still expect to see activity at approximately this level for the next couple of years.
All right, so we're hovering. Thank you so much.
Good
to talk to you again, Peter. Peter Filecki is an associate professor of economics at UH Manoa, also co-author of UHERO's quarterly forecast reports on Hawaii's economy. His research is focused on econometrics, time series analysis, and forecast methodology. And also, if state economic matters interest you too, you might want to tune in or DVR Olelo's live broadcast of a legislative informational briefing with economists and research specialists discussing Hawaii's high cost of living and real estate. That will be next Wednesday at 9 a.m.